This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Move over, robins. Red-winged blackbirds are the real harbingers of spring. The male's scratchy okalee is heard when the world is still blanketed with snow and maple sap is just beginning to flow. Males return north well before females, and the early bird does get the worm. In this case, the metaphorical worm is prime breeding territory. Wetlands can be frozen tight when males begin setting up their cattail territories. Frequent visits to backyard bird feeders supplement what natural food they're able to find. Red-winged males take care not to display their bright red wing patches when sharing a bird feeder, but back in the wetlands, it's another story. A male's territorial song is accompanied by aggressive displays of his red epaulets. Those displays serve an important function. In experiments where males' red epaulets were painted black, most of the altered males lost their territories. Older males have larger wing patches and larger territories, and often more mates, as many as 15 females in one exceptional case. With red wings, the male's main job is patrolling his territory, and they take that job seriously. Observe a cattail marsh, and in time, you'll see a male, his shoulder epaulets flexed in flight, giving noisy chase to a great blue heron passing by. Meanwhile, female red-winged blackbirds are seldom seen or heard. Their streaked, sparrow-like plumage blends right in with the cattail world. Within that world, they stay out of sight, getting the real work done. Building a nest, incubating eggs, and then raising their young.
Red-winged blackbird down my road.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
He'll be king among the rushes, he'll be master of his home. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road. Thought I heard a red-winged blackbird down my road. Safe as Moses in the rushes, this home on the river wide, every time I...